敬拜。
Really happy to be here to be able to worship together.
时间过得非常的快。
Time indeed flies very quickly.
好像才不久以前，那昨去年已经过了。
Very quickly, last year has passed.
所以今天我们在神面前，我们要重新的开始。
So we'll start a new year today.
我们在我们这边看到，我们是领人信从主耶稣，主爱。主内亲爱众圣徒。
Set our theme, leading people to Christ, loving one another in Christ.
我们希望我们在今年的生活当中，我们真是都能够 与神同行。
We hope that in this new year, we'll be walking with God.
在迈开始今天 的讲道之前
，Before the sermon，
我们先请我们大家拿出我们的周报。
We ask you to take a look at your bulletin.
然后我们这周报里面，我们先看最前面那一份，我们有我们教会的意向。
You can take a look at that. We have listed our vision statement in front.
我们先一起来练中文，然后练一起练英文。
Let's read it in English and Chinese first and in English.
我们传扬基督，我们成为门徒，我们荣耀父神。
We proclaim Christ. We make disciples. We glorify God.
我们请翻到后面
And in the back page,
我们的宣教使命
We list our mission statement.
请我们一起念
Let's read together.
为了父神的荣耀靠着圣灵的帮助我们使人做基督的门徒彼此相爱
For the glory of God the Father We make disciples of Jesus Christ And love one another by the power of the Holy Spirit
我们感谢陈庄姐妹为我们设计这么漂亮的周报。
We thank Sister Julia for designing this beautiful cover for us.
在去年八月的时候，为教会事情祷告的时候，出现两句话。
That's August when Reverend Mao was praying. God has given him two phrases.
就是信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Faith in the Lord Jesus, love for all God's people.
那是在以弗所书的第一章的十五节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 15.
那信从主耶稣讲到我们和神之间的关系。
The faith in the Lord talk about our relationship with God.
亲爱的众圣徒讲到我们和家人和圣徒之间的有一个健全和喜乐的关系。
Love for all people talk about loving your family and brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我们今年的目标就是齐心努力与神建立以神与人建立对的关系。
So our goal this year is to establish right relationship with God and with people.
我们能够亲爱众圣徒必须建立在信从主耶稣的基础上面。
In order to love all people, we need to build on the foundation of faith in the Lord.
也就是说，我们和神之间的关系是对的，我们和人的关系才会是对的。
If we have the right relationship with God, then we can have a right relationship with people.
我们和神没有对的关系，与人就不可能有对的关系。
If we don't have a right relationship with God, we cannot have a right relationship with people.
当我们和神的关系对的时候，你整个人都漂亮了。
If you have a right relationship with God, then you will look very pretty.
每个人都觉得你非常可爱。
People think you're lovely.
都喜欢你。
They will like you.
因为你跟神的关系非常好
Because you have a great relationship with God.
每个人都会发现你和从前不一样了
People will notice you're different.
当你和神的关系好的时候你非常的喜乐
When you have a good relationship with God, then you will be very joyful.
你会容光焕发
Your face will be shiny.
然后脸上总有着那种阳光般灿烂的笑容
You will have a smile like sunshine.
所有的环境可能一样
So even though the environment may be the same,
但是不同的事、不同的人，因为和神的关系不一样，表现出来的结果也不一样。
But different people, because they have different relationships with God, they have different expression.
所以同一个人在不同的时候，因为和神的关系不一样，他的表现也会不一样。
The same person, when you have different phases in your relationship with God, you also will have different expression.
所以信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒就是一个很好的十字架的象征。
So, faith in the Lord Jesus and love for all God's people, this is actually a symbolism of Christ, of the cross.
我这样跑得太快，这个都在掉了哈。OK。那这边告诉我们说，重的是我们和主的关系。
The vertical one is our relationship with the Lord.
横的是讲到我们和信徒家人所有的人的关系。
The horizontal being talk about our relationship with our family and our other believers.
所以总的来说，信从主耶稣、期待众圣徒，就是门徒的十字架。
So faith in the Lord Jesus and love for all God's people indeed is like a cross.
所以领人信从主耶稣、主内期待众圣徒，是2016年教会的主题。
So we set our theme for 2016 as leading people to Christ, loving one another in Christ.
在2016当中，我们举行三次的教会事工研习会。
We have three church ministry seminar meeting last year.
在祷告当中，觉得我们必须把信从主耶稣、期待众圣徒这句话再具体化，然后再使命化一点。
And through our lot of prayer, we noticed that we want to make it more concrete about faith in the Lord and love for all people.
So we 加了四个字，那就是领人主内这四个字。
We added two words. One is leading people.
所以我们把这四个字加进去以后，就是称为领人信从主耶稣，主内亲爱众圣徒。
So after we added those two words, become leading people to Christ and loving one another in Christ.
一个是讲到对啊，传福音像基督。
Talk about we need to spread the gospel like Jesus.
一个是讲到对内是的爱是像基督
and the other one talk about to love like Jesus
所以这成为我们2016年的主题
so this is our theme for 2016
这是活像基督的延伸
this is an extension of to live like Christ
所以2016年的主题讲的具体一点就是一个十字架
to speak more concretely this is the cross
这是基督的十字架
the cross of Jesus
是门徒的十字架
the cross of the disciples,
也是你我大家的十字架
the cross for all of us.
是意向是使命
it's a vision, it's a commandment.
所以凡愿意背起十字架来跟随主的人都是神所珍惜神所爱的人
all those who are willing to take up your cross and follow the Lord these are precious people for the Lord
因为主给我们最大的诫命就是要尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神
God has given us a great commandment to love God with all our heart with all our strength and with all our mind
其实就是要爱人如己。
The second to love others as yourself.
这是个十字架的象征。
This is a symbol of the cross.
也就是说，一切的爱若不是经过十字架的验证
，All these love, if you don't have experience of the cross,
没有通过十字架的验证，那样的爱还没有完全展现十字架爱的真正含义。
If you do not have the experience of the cross, then the love has did not manifest it completely.
所以我希望我们在今年一开始的时候把我们往后要走的方向弄得清清楚楚的
So in this beginning of this new year we want to make it very clear about the direction we want to go
所以我们要好好的爱主
We need to love God
和神建立更美好的关系
To build a better relationship with God
我们也要好好的爱人
We want to love people
让所有和我们接触的人都能得到祝福
So all the people that we come in contact with can be blessed
这就是荣神益人。
It's bring glory to God and to benefit others.
那这是耶稣基督想在我们身上看见的。
This is what Jesus would like to see in us.
特别在马可福音当中有讲到一件事，有一个文士听见他们在辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好。
In the passage Mark 12:28, talk about a teacher.
他就问耶稣说，诫命当中哪是第一要紧的呢
？He asked Jesus.Of all the commandments, which is the most important?
耶稣就说第一要紧的就是说以色列啊，你要听主，我们上帝是独一的主。
The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的上帝。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
其实就是说要爱人如己。
Second is this, love your neighbor as yourself.
再没有比这两条更大的了。
There's no commandment greater than these.
如果我们让所有从我们旁边经过的人都因着我们的存在而更快乐、更蒙福，你是一个太有价值的人。
If we let the people around us to be blessed and to have to be more happy, then indeed we're a very valuable person.
而且你自己一定活得很快乐。
And you also be very happy yourself.
所以我再强调一下领人信从主耶稣主内亲爱众圣徒这件事情如果我们没有真心的信从主耶稣我们在传福音的上面领人信福音的上面我们将是软弱的
So again, leading people to Christ and loving one another in Christ However, without the Lord Jesus, we cannot do it
所以如果我们连主内的弟兄姐妹都不爱我们怎能去亲爱众圣徒
If we can't even love the brother and sister in Christ, how can we love other people?
我们如果要真正的信从主耶稣，
if you truly want to believe and follow Lord Jesus,
你就必须知道主所走的路是什么路，
you need to understand the way that Jesus has walked,
我们才可能真正的跟随耶稣基督，
you can truly follow him.
所以信从这两个字的意思很特别，
this word, faith actually as a word can be explained differently.
信从这两个字的意思是信入跟跟从，
is to believe and to follow.
所以这个信入跟跟从是我们生命当中一个非常重要的一件事情。
It's very important in our life.
也就是说，人信入主耶稣不是表面肤浅的相信。
That you're not just believing in Jesus Christ in on paper.
而是有根有基有形有体的经历了主耶稣。
But you truly enter into Christ with a good foundation.
就像在哥罗西书的第二章六到七节所说的，好不好？弟兄姐妹们，一起来念这经文。
2:6-7.
来，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Let's read it together. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him.Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
所以当我们信入主耶稣以后，至少有几件事情会发生。
So once we believe and enter into the Lord Jesus, a few things that will happen.
第一件事情就是因着信耶稣能成全我们所不能的。
Number one, according to your faith, let it be done to you.
在我们生命当中有很多我们不能的事情。
In our life, there are many things that we cannot accomplish.
但是我们希望我们可以。
But we would like to accomplish it.
但是我们就是不能。
But we cannot.
我们怎么办？
What do we do?
就是借着信。
Through faith.
耶稣能成就我们所不能的。
And he can accomplish it.
这边讲到在马太福音告诉我们一个故事。
In the book of Matthew, there's a story.
他说耶稣往从那里往前走，有两个瞎子跟着他。
That Jesus walked from there, the two blind men following him.
他们就大大喊叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧！”
They calling out, "Have mercy on us, son of David."
那耶稣进了房子以后，瞎子就来到他的跟前。
So when he had gone indoor, the blind man came to him.
耶稣说：“你们信我能做这事吗？”
He asked them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?"
他们说：“主啊，我们信。”
Yes, Lord, they replied.
耶稣就摸他们的眼睛说。照着你们的信给你们成全了吧。
Then he touched your eyes and said, according to your faith, would it be done to you?
我们看见这两个瞎子不单是喊叫而已。
We see these two blind men, not only were they calling out to Jesus.
他们跟随在耶稣的后面。
They followed Jesus.
而且跟到房子里面去了。
They have followed indoor.
他们不放过耶稣基督。
They will not let go.
他们要把握他们生命当中一个难得的机会。
They have catch this precious
opportunity. 他们要抓住耶稣基督。
They want to catch Jesus.
所以他们耶稣说：“你们信我能做这个事情吗？”
Jesus, do you believe that I can do this?
他们很肯定的跟耶稣说：“主啊，我们信。”
They said, "Yes, Lord."
耶稣就成全了他们。
And it was accomplished as it is.
是在2016年，我们有很多事情我们不能做的。
So 2016, we may not be able to do a lot of things.
我们怎么办？
What should we do?
我们只能跟随耶稣基督。
Follow Jesus.
一直跟随
to follow him.
然后耶稣可能问你说 你们信我能做这事吗
Jesus may ask you, do you believe that I'm able to do this?
你们要怎么回答
How should we reply?
主啊我们信对不对
Yes Lord
那主就成全你了
And God will do it according to our faith
所以信入的第二个你会得到什么因信做更大的事情
Secondly, because of faith you can do even greater things
在约翰福音十四章第十二节
John 14:12
耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你们我所做的事情信我的人也要做并且要做比这更大的事情
John 14:12 I tell you the truth anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing he will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father
2016年你想做什么更大的事情
2016, is there something you want to do that's greater things?
也是说信我的人也要做
It said those who believe in it will do it
不是一般小事
Not just a small thing
是更大更大的事情
greater things
只要你诚心诚意实实在在的相信
As long as you truly believe,
因着信你就能做更大更大的事情。
Because of your faith, you can do greater things.
第三件事情，让我们看到因信有神迹随着他们。
Number three, miracle will accompany those who believe in me.
在马可福音十六章十七节告十八节告诉我们一件很奇妙的事情。
In Mark 16:17.
那是在马可福音的最后 一部分呢。
It's the last part of the Gospel of Mark.
圣经告诉我们说，信的人必有神迹随着他们。
So those who believe, the miracle will follow them.
就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。
They will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages.
所能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害。
They will pick up snake with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, they will not hurt them at all.
而且手按病人，病人就必好了。
They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well.
弟兄姐妹，这些事情凭我们自己做不来。
But in sister, we cannot do these things on our own.
但是对一个信耶稣、信入基督耶稣的人是绝对可能的。
But for those who truly believe in Jesus, these are possible.
我们有时候或许会没有信心来小看自己。
Sometimes maybe we have no faith, and we look down on ourselves.
但是我们千万不能小看耶稣基督。
But we cannot look down on Lord Jesus.
他能做的事情我们是做不到的。
He can do many things that we cannot do.
但是因着信我们就能。
But because of faith we can do it.
因着信就有神迹随着他们。
For those who believe the miracle will follow.
第四个，我们看到因信凡事都能做。
Number four, can do all things through him.
我们在去年一直讲到腓立比书的时候。
Last year we studied the book of Philippians.
特别在四章十三节告诉我们。
4:13.
保罗他说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。”
So I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
这句话的意思是我因信靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Through faith, through the one who gave me strength, I can do everything.
最后一个我们看到第五个是因信基督在我生命中显大。
Lastly, Christ will be exalted in my body.
相同的，在腓立比书一章二十节告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 20,
他说：“照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。”一章二十。
I eagerly expect what I hope, and I will in no way be ashamed.
只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
But we have sufficient courage so that now always Christ will be exalted in my body.
因我活着就是基督，死了我死了就有益处。
Whether by life or by death, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
弟兄姐妹，要有多大的信心才能说出我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处呢？
What kind of faith do you need to have in order to say, to live is Christ, and to die is to gain?
但保罗他告诉我们
，But Paul said.
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Regardless, I'm living or dead, that Christ will be exalted in my body.
2016年，我们有个祷告。
2016, let's have a prayer.
就是无论是生是死
，Regardless, we're alive or we'll die.
我们恳求主在我们生命当中照常显大。
We ask Jesus to manifest himself.
知道我们这软弱的人来为他做大的事情。
Even though we're weak, we can accomplish great things.
你当基督在我们身上照常显大的时候
，That when he is exalted in our body,
我们就能做这个，就能做那个
，That we can do many things.
来荣耀神自己
，To glorify God.
我们再来看跟随基督。
The second part talk about follow Jesus Christ.
我们今年及以后目标就是要领人信入主耶稣。
Our goal is to lead others into Lord Jesus.
领人跟从主耶稣。
To lead people into Christ.
基督徒只有一个使命。
We only have one commission.
就是领人信入主耶稣。
To lead other people into Lord Jesus.
领人跟从主耶稣。
To lead other people to follow Lord Jesus.
耶稣从来没有强求人来跟随他。
Jesus never forced anybody to follow him.
一切都是自愿的。
Everything is voluntary.
天国里的军队都是自愿军。
The armies in heaven, they are voluntary.
没有征召的。
They're not forced.
耶稣要对跟从他人有一个很深刻的要求。
Jesus has a request for people who want to follow him.
记载在路加福音第九章二十三节。
In Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
好，我们一起来念这段圣经。若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.
在这段圣经当中，很重要的告诉我们有九个考验。
This passage talks about nine tests.
这个就是若有人要，这是心愿的考验。
Whoever wants, this is a test of the heart.
主不强迫人。
God does not force you to do
anything. 他开放给愿意走得上的人。
He opened opportunity to those who are willing.
若有人要跟从我，这人要为他的愿意来负责任。
Whoever wants to follow, then you have to be responsible for your action.
当你为你的愿意负责的时候，
You're responsible for your willingness.
耶稣基督也会为你的愿意负更大更大的责任。
Jesus will be even more responsible for that.
第二个考验是跟随我。
Number two, to follow me.
这是做门徒的考验。
This is a test of discipleship.
就是学主的样式。
To learn our Lord Jesus as example.
在西点军校当中，他们就一个孝心，就是没有借口。
In West Point, they have a saying that there's no excuse.
不管是什么事情呢，他们就是 Yes, sir.
Regardless what they are asked to do, all your reply is Yes, sir.
没有任何的借口。
There's no excuse.
在跟随主的事情是跟从我上面，我们要以耶稣基督为至宝。
We need to see Jesus as the most precious thing in our life.
就像使徒保罗他在哥林多前书十一章第一节，他说：“你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
It's like Apostle Paul said, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ."
第三个考验就是舍己。
Number three is the test of cost.
这是代价的考验。
Deny themselves is a test of cost.
这不是金钱，不只是个人的喜好。
It's not talking about money or your desire.
而是交出你自己。
Giving yourself.
很多时候，当我们不再是自己的时候，路就通了。
When you're no longer yourself, then the ways will open for you.
第四个考验。
Number four.
就是天天。
Daily.
这是时间的考验。
The test of time.
时间是个很大很大的考验。
Time indeed is a great test.
要你做一个礼拜、两个礼拜可能没有问题。
You may be able to do something for a week or 2 weeks.
做三个礼拜还可能还可以。
Maybe 3 weeks.
但是要你做五个月的时候，你嘴巴都啊了。
But if you want to do something for 5 months, that's a long time.
因为不是三天五天的事情。
It's not just a few days.
而是天天。
Daily.
不是虎头蛇尾。
Not just starting the beginning and just let go.
是天天背十字架来跟随主。
Every day you have to carry the cross.
第五个考验是背起，这是抗压的考验。
Number five is to take up the test of trial.
这是生活上实际的操练。
It's a trial of your daily life.
不是纸上谈兵。
Not just talking or just on paper.
第六个考验就是他的，这是信心的考验。
Number six is their faith. It's a test of faith.
这是个人的话，是为你量身定做的。
It's personalized for you.
不是别人的十字架，是你自己的。
It's not other people's cross, it's your own cross.
第七个考验是十字架。
Number seven is cross.
这是委身的考验。
Test of commitment.
这是你和主的关系。
It's a relationship between you and
God. 这是你的选择。
This is your choice.
这是别人，不是别人强加给你的。
No one forced you.
十字架只有一个目的，就是神要把基督给我们。
Cross only have one purpose that God wants to give us Christ.
这是这样的真意。
This is the true meaning of cross.
第八个考验。
Number eight.
就是来跟从。
To follow.
这是行动的考验。
The test of action.
所以我们必须要有一个行动。
We need to have action.
这是天路历程。
This is the journey of heaven.
就像在加太书第六章十四节所说的。
Galatians chapter 6 says.
他说：“但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。”
You cannot boast about anything; you only boast about Lord Jesus.
第九个考验
，Number nine，
是我这个人。
It's me.
这是基督中心的考验。
The test of Christ center.
只认定基督而已。
We only look at Jesus.
只定睛在基督的身上。
We focus on him.
基督是一生唯一的执着。
He's the only persistence in life.
基督是一生唯一的热情。
He's the only passion in life.
所以我们再来，我们来看主内亲爱众圣徒。
The second part, loving people in Christ.
在以弗所书上面告诉我们说，三章十六节，可能我们要把它打出来，但是你们可以听我来念。
Ephesians chapter 3 verses 16 says.
所以求你按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
So that Christ may dwell in your heart.
叫你们的爱心有根有基。
And I pray that you be rooted and established in love.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满了，充满了你们。
And to know this, the love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
今天是2016年的第一个主日。
It's the first Sunday of 2016.
在这年当中，我们要怎样活
？In this year, how should we live?
我想我们必须在爱中活着。
We want to live in love.
每一个世代，没有一个世代像这个世代这么需要爱。
No era like today that needs so much love.
因为这个世代的爱最残缺不全。
Because in today, the worldly love is not perfect.
人的内心有一个需要。
We have needs in our heart.
就是需要真正的爱。
We need a true love.
需要真实的爱
very true love.
但是这个爱却是最难得到的
It's very difficult to obtain this love.
当一个人被爱的时候
someone who's loved,
会有很多美好的事情发生
many beautiful things can happen.
当一个人真正被爱的时候会是非常快乐的事情
When you truly love, you can be very happy.
因为圣经告诉我们爱能创造神迹
love can create miracles.
爱能治愈一切的过错
love can cover lots of sins.
爱的确能创造神迹带给人最深的祝福跟满足
love can bring the deepest satisfaction and happiness.
但相同的
in the same way,
在爱上受伤的也是最 让人痛苦的事情
if you've been hurt in love, it's also one of the most difficult things.
今天多少人的爱，多少的爱出现了问题
？Today, how many type of love that have problems?
有多少爱是经不起考验的
？Many type of loves cannot go through a test of time.
所以保罗要我们的爱是爱得有根有基。
So Paul wants the love with foundation.
经得起考验
，able to go through trial.
今天当我们讲到爱的时候
，when we talk about love,
我们一定要回到圣经上来看。
We have to go back to the Bible.
因为地上爱是不可靠的。
Because this worldly love is not trustworthy.
在希腊文当中，把爱分成好几种。
In the Greek, there's a different type of love.
至少有三种。
At least three types.
像情欲、肉体的爱。
Bodily love, the eros.
只非常注重享受。
Or just to enjoy yourself.
或是兄弟姐妹之间那种友情，或是家人的爱。
Or a love between brothers and sisters, or friends, philia.
还有一种爱就是 agape 的神圣的爱。
Lastly, there's the agape love.
在约翰一书第四章中讲神就是爱。
In First John chapter 4 said God is love.
因为爱是从神来的。
Love come from God.
凡有爱心的，就是神生的，并且认识神。
Whoever has love has come from God and know God.
很多不信耶稣的人，他们也有很多爱。
Lots of people who do not know God, they also have love.
有时候我们会觉得说，不信基督的人，他们的爱好像比我们还多。
Sometimes we feel like their love may be more than we do.
但是这个爱是不完全的。
But their love is not perfect.
因为人的爱总是会走到尽头。
Because there's usually an end to men's love.
不管你多爱一个人
，Regardless how much you love them，
爱到某一个程度的时候，这个爱会渐渐的像花凋谢一样。
After a certain time, you gradually decline.
但耶稣当中告诉我们，讲到爱是神圣的爱。
And the first John talk about love is agape love.
人必须得到这种无条件的爱。
You need to have this unconditional love.
他里面的爱才能完全。
Then the love is complete and perfect.
父母的爱、夫妻的爱、所主的爱是很宝贵。
Parents' love, of your spouse's love, or your brother and sister's love, they're very precious.
这都是神所创造的。
They're created by God.
但是他们的爱都被玷污不完全。
But they were tainted by sin.
必须是神圣的爱
，Only agape love，
这爱才经得起考验
，It's able to go through trial，
而且才有是有根有基的
，It's foundation。
如果我们是天然人里面的爱去领受的话
，If we just use the natural type of love to understand，
我们很快可能爱就用光了
，One day the love will go come to an end。
很多时候我们不敢让人看见我们里面的爱原来是这么自私。
Often would not dare to let other people see that our love indeed is very selfish.
甚至我们里面的爱可能是带着某一种不敢告诉别人的目的。
That our love may have a motive that would not dare to speak up.
有人会说这种爱是叫做放长线钓大鱼。
This kind of love is just waiting for someone to repay you someday.
很多时候我们可以爱得很美。
Sometimes we can love it very beautifully.
但很多时候我们是爱得很丑。
But sometimes we love very ugly.
当爱得很美的时候，像天使一样。
When love is very beautiful, it's like an angel.
当爱得很丑的时候，像魔鬼一样。
When we don't do it well, it's like a demon.
那个爱不是从神来的。
This kind of love did not come from God.
那个爱里面有不纯净的动机。
That kind of love has impure motive.
那个爱里面有很多污秽、污秽自私的东西。
The pure has selfish things in it.
所以这边告诉我们，主内期待众圣徒的爱是从五方面来的。
So we talk about loving people in love one another in Christ. The five points.
那这边告诉我们说，第一个爱是从神而来的爱。
One is the love that comes from God.
我们今天讲到主内亲爱众圣徒。
Talk about love one another in Christ.
是有根有基的爱。
The love has foundation.
所以第一件事情要知道，爱是从神来的。
And this love came from God.
也许我们不晓得听过多少次这句话了。
We have heard this many times.
爱是从神来的。
Love come from God.
可是我们知道爱是从神来，可是这个爱跟我有什么关联？
But what does this have a love have anything to do with us?
这从神来爱是爱在哪里？是爱在我们心中。
What kind of love is it? It's within our heart.
也就是说，我们的爱要跟神的爱要连线。
Our love and God's love need to be connected.
我们的爱才会持续下去。
And our love can continue.
所以这边告诉我们说，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love,
并且圣经告诉我们说，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
爱是从神来。
Love comes from God.
神的爱，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit poured out into us.
我们每个人都需要爱。
Every one of us need love.
如果让我们每个人在神给我们最美的礼物上，能够真正的享受它。
We want to enjoy the best gift that comes from God.
而不是从爱得到伤害。
And not to be hurt by love.
如何能在神给我们最大的恩赐里面，我们不伤害别人？
How can we learn in this greatest gift not to hurt other people?
让别人得到祝福。
So others can be blessed.
但是我们需要回到神的话语上面来。
Come back to the Bible.
因为常人的爱常常是两种的。
Because our love, there's two types.
就是假如。
One is if.
假如的爱。
If.
我们嘴上不讲，很多人不知不觉就会这样子。
We may not say it with our mouth, but that was the way that it is.
如果你有钱
，If you have money，
如果你是公民
，If you're American citizen，
如果你是 PhD，
If you have a PhD，
如果你是 Doctor，
If you're a doctor，
我会爱你。
Then I will love you。
那种爱是因为式的爱。
The second type of love is because。
因为你是我的儿子
Because you're my son,
我会爱你
I will love you.
因为你考到常春藤
because,
我很爱你
Because you get into Ivy League school, I will love you.
因为你长得很帅我很爱你
Because you're handsome, I love you.
因为你长得很美我很爱你
Because you're very beautiful, so I love you.
因为你对我好所以我爱你
Because you're nice to me, so I love you.
这是因为的
It's because.
但是神给我们的神圣的爱是没有条件的。
But the agape love is
不是在你的外在怎么样。
Regardless of all the environments.
这个爱和我们原来的爱是有很多地方不一样的。
This type of agape love is different from our love.
我们怎么样让这个让我们的爱有根有基
？How can we have be rooted in this type of love?
圣经告诉我们，爱是最大的恩赐。
The Bible said love is indeed the greatest gift.
爱是最大的诫命
It's also the greatest commandment.
爱也是最美生命的见证
The most beautiful life testimony.
不光是教会的弟兄姐妹之间的爱是有根有基的
Not just the love between brother and sister in the church.
我们也希望我们教会年轻人找到另一半的时候找的爱也是有根有基的
So hope that our young people when they find their spouse they also find the true love.
我希望每个家庭每个人的爱都是有根有基的
I hope that everyone's love in the family truly indeed have foundation in Christ.
第二个是爱是有知识和见识能分别是非的爱。
Number two, love with knowledge and all discernment.
那这个爱从保罗书信当中，我们可以看出它的一些特质。
We can see this from Paul's writing.
就像在腓立比书第一章的第九节、第十节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9 to 10.
好，我们一起来念好不好？
Together.
我所祷告的，就是你们心在知识和各样见识上多又多。做诚实无过的人直到基督的日子
And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment that you may approve the things that are excellent that you may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ
而那是多而又多
The more and more knowledge
总会变成多不多了 这讲到这个爱是有知识有见识的爱。
This love is knowledge and discernment.
是能分别是非的爱。
They can tell what is good and what's not.
这点非常的重要。
It's very important.
今天很多时候我们把爱讲到一个地步。
Today when we talk about love,
它没有知识没有见识。
No knowledge and no discernment.
当爱没有见识的时候爱就很危险。
If love has no discernment, it's dangerous.
因为我们不懂得去分辨是非。
Don't know what is right and what is wrong.
这个爱可能就会带来很大的伤害。
Love will bring much hurt.
不是伤害自己，就可能是伤害到别人。
You hurt yourself, or you may hurt others.
所以哥林多前书第十三章上面告诉我们说，爱是不做害羞的事情。
So, First Corinthians chapter 13 talk about we're not ashamed of love.
不喜欢不义。
Don't like the thing that's not righteous.
所以当我们不懂得分辨的时候，我们就很容易上当。
If we don't know discernment, then we will make mistakes.
我们知道仇敌能够用各样的方法来破坏一个纯正的婚姻。
Now, enemy can use different method to damage a marriage.
魔鬼通常也能用一种各样的方法来破一个纯正的器皿。
And Satan can use different way to break a vessel.
所以我们需要警醒。
We need to be vigilant.
我们需要懂得分辨。
We need to have discernment.
我们需要谦卑的求主帮助我们分辨。
We ask God to give us discernment.
不然很多时候伤害就来了。
Otherwise, we may hurt people.
我们做出不能挽回的事情的时候是很可怕的。
We may do things that we cannot take back.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要让神家里面有任何仇敌的作为在我们里面。
So in our home, we should be careful not that our enemy have any opportunity.
会伤害家里面的事情，我们都要很小心。
Be careful with things that could hurt your family.
就像太爱你的孩子，太为了讨他的喜欢，你可能会伤害到他。所以可能因为中国这样子，所以中国才有虎妈。
Because of that, we have tiger mom.
很多事情都会造成不必要的伤害。
A lot of things that create unnecessary hurt.
因为我们太不警觉，太不懂得分辨。
No discernment.
所以我请大所有弟兄姐妹一起来保护神家的纯正。
So we ask brothers and sisters to come here to protect your family.
我们要防止罪恶来玷污神的教会。特别是防止不合一的事情在神家存在。中文翻译成使你们能分辨是非，实际上是使我们能分辨什么是优秀的，什么是最好的。真正分辨是非的爱给神家带来的是很优秀的。让我们在神家大大得到祝福，因为你知道细菌加上温床就会产生疾病。
Bacteria in a warm environment will cause disease.
所以在神家里面，我们希望神家里面在神的保守当中，我们没有这样的事情。
We hope that we don't have these things happen in God's house.
第三点，
Number three,
这个爱是有具体行动的爱。
Love is tangible and with action.
在圣经当中告诉我们说。小子们啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在心里和诚实上。
My little children, let's not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
所以在这段圣经当中，他说：“小子们啊，我们相爱真的不只是在舌头跟言语上面而已。
Not just in tongue or word.
总要在心里和诚实上。
But in deed and in truth.
真正的神圣的爱一定有行动。
True love will have action.
就像约福音三章十六节都很熟的。
We all know John 3:16.
说神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world, gave us the one and only Son, for those believing in Him will have eternal life.
神不光说我就是爱。
God did not just say I am love.
神的爱是有行动的。
But His love has action.
所以他把他爱子赐给我们。
So He given us His Son.
现在很多时候我们都讲爱，讲到爱主爱教会。我们要彼此相爱。但我们要在行为和情绪上去爱。
But we need to have deeds and truth.
在圣经当中告诉我们说，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄。
Indeed, who does not love his brother who has seen, how can he love God who has not been seen?
第四个爱是经得起考验的爱。
Number four, it's a love that can be tested.
这告诉我们是爱是永不止息的。
Love never fail.
因为爱是永不止息，说这个爱是经得起考验的。
It can go through test. withstand test.
所以哥林多前书这边告诉我们，爱是永不止息。
So 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8 about love never fails.
不仅仅是源源不断。
Not only that you continue.
而且永不止息。
Never end.
永不失败。
Never fail.
所以爱要经过试验。
Love needs to go through a trial and testing.
所以爱也要经得起这个试验。
Able to withstand a trial and testing.
说明求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
在新的一年当中。
In this new year.
我们的爱真是能经得起考验。
Our love can withstand trial.
第五点。
Five,
这边告诉我们说，这个爱是具有永恒价值的爱。他告诉我们说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，其中最大的是爱。
Now abide with faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love.
这个爱是具有永恒性的价值。所以保罗告诉我们，如今长存就是有这些。
So Paul tells us,
最大的是爱。
Greatest is love.
因为先知讲道能力有一天都要停了。所有的方言有一天也都要没有了，但是只有信望爱永远长存。爱是最大的。这个世界上所有东西都要过去，但到最后那一天能存留的就是爱，而这个爱是爱主的爱。
This love is the agape love.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
在2016年当中
2016,
让我们凡事在爱中成长。
That we can grow in love.
在爱中彼此建立。
We can build up in love.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
就是我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
在新的一年当中你给我们两个使命。
This new year, you've given us two, commandments.
就是要我们领人信从主基督。
To lead other people in Christ.
然后我们要亲爱众圣徒，主要帮助我们在这两件事情上面做得完美，借着你的帮助，让我们今年大家都活在爱的里面，让我们从主接受爱，让我们成为爱的管子，愿我们每个人在你面前在爱里面生活，让我们更得力，在你里面我们成为一个蒙福的人，也祝福别人的人。我们这样祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求， Amen。